You're up to date on the latest national news. 7:10 now. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
All right, welcome back into this Wednesday morning hump day edition of the Wake Up Crew. It is July the 10th. Toots.
Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
And every Wednesday at Toots, you can find the Chicken Finger Basket for just $4.99. They've got lunch specials for $4.99 every day during the week. And on Wednesdays, indeed, it's that Chicken Finger Basket.
Toots, good food and fun.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots, good food and fun.
All right, time for the real fact of the day.
I'm always excited for the real fact.
Me too.
We have, for some reason, we have bamboo that grows behind our house on the property adjacent.
It's awful.
It's everywhere. And now it's creeping into our yard. And I don't know how. I guess it's from the seeds that blow off at the top or whatever. Bamboo.
It's voodoo.
It's a mess. But bamboo, a lot of folks may have some of that around their area. Do you know that bamboo can grow 3 feet in a day?
Wow. It's ridiculous.
It's real fast growing.
That's why Tarzan could find all those bamboo and make huts and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you can, that's a lot of people use it for privacy, like a fence.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good
it's fast growing stuff out there. Right now, let's check on your weather forecast.
Good morning, guys. We'll see plenty of sunshine for today. Maybe a few showers and storms in the area, mainly late this afternoon. Highs will head into the middle 90s, wind south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms still possible early. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy skies, light winds, and lows make it down into the 70s. And then Thursday, partly sunny, chance for showers and storms redeveloping, and highs approach 91. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 72.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Well, good morning. Traffic's holding up nicely as far as interstate accidents. At the moment, it's heavy, however, as we check it out live on 24 westbound here up by Bell Road, up through the Hickory Hollow area, all the traffic flow headed towards Nashville. 840 traffic's on the increase now. Most of that 840 traffic's headed over towards Williamson County. Franklin area traffic still looks good out here. Inbound on Last Cash is fine. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Make the short drive because it's worth it. At 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on
technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at PrecisionAirTN.com.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Moving along here on this Wednesday morning, July the 10th. And today on Wednesdays,
Random Questions.
With your host of Random Questions?
I guess today it's me, John Dinkins. With Random Questions.
So you're asking
Random Questions.
To me and Dalton.
Oh yeah. To you and Dalton. Yeah. I thought you were saying, you're asking, yes, random questions. Here's the first one. Number one, do you have a morning ritual?
I do.
Okay, what is that?
I get out of bed. I put...
That's good.
Number one.
That's a good one.
Congratulations.
I use the Keurig to make a cup of coffee while it's making because I'd have to wait for it to turn on and stuff. I take my shower, and then when I get out of the shower, the coffee is perfect temperature to drink. That's my morning routine.
And you do it every single day. That's a ritual.
I do. I brush my teeth in the shower while, and then drink my coffee afterwards.
People do that. People brush their teeth in the shower.
Saves water.
You have a mirror where you know
no.
you
can just feel it.
It's a good idea. I hadn't thought about that. You, sir?
My morning ritual is to get up at the same time, Monday through Friday. And Saturdays and Sundays are a little different. But so for the weekday, get up, make sure the radio's on. I always turn the radio on, listen in, that, make sure things are working right.
That irrational fear from a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Zach's got things going on. Get a few things together. Kind of wake up that way. Hop in the shower. I lay my clothes out the night before usually and hit the road. So I get coffee on the way and come on in. So that's me. Every day.
What's yours, Mr. Dankins?
I turn on Good Morning America. Go take my pills for everything, all my conditions that I have. Drink usually a caffeine-free Diet Coke and sit back a few minutes. I don't eat breakfast immediately. I do eat breakfast, but I'll fix that later. Because I'm retired, so my ritual has changed a lot.
You haven't been able to do that in a long time, Good Morning America.
No, but I mean, I used to never do any of that. You know, I never had a ritual. Just got in the car and came on over here. Have you ever kept a New Year's resolution?
No.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know that I've made.
I made a few, but never been able to go more than a few weeks.
You don't even worry about it now?
No.
Either one of you. Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
In a way, I'm an introvert. But being in this job, you have to be kind of an extrovert, really.
He's an introverted extrovert.
You're a forced extrovert.
I guess.
You can talk in front of large audiences. Right. And that's the skill I have. I can talk in front of people.
But I do like my time when I'm an introvert.
But like at small parties and stuff, I'm not necessarily I don't try to be the life of the party. I'm pretty quiet.
He can talk in front of people. He just doesn't like people.
That's not true. But, you know, that
most people,
the kids always make fun of me because everywhere I go, and you're the same way, you almost always run into somebody that you know or that knows you, being in the jobs that we have. And so that's, I guess, part of being an extrovert.
I would consider myself an extrovert.
I think
I like to make
so.
Friends, you know, talk to strangers.
You never talk to me in the mornings, but
I talk to you every morning.
Yeah, but
that's what we're doing right now.
But forced.
Not willingly.
This is forced conversation. Do you have any habits you wish you could erase? Like biting your fingernails or, you know, chewing your fingernails?
I do. I chew my fingernails.
Do you wish you could erase it?
Yeah, I wish I didn't do that. I actually, worse than that, I will peel them off. With my thumbs, I'll just like break them off, and it hurts because it's always in the quick. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Awful.
Not good.
Bumping my head. I know that sounds weird, but
he's bobbing his head.
I'm constantly moving. So if I'm in a chair that's not a recliner or a rocker, you know, I'll catch myself and I'm moving while I'm sitting.
He looks like a chicken walking around.
He does have a weird. I mean, there's something. There's some kind of phobia he's got. I'm not really sure.
It's not. It's just a hat. I've just got to be moving all the time.
Well, I'm going to quickly get this one in. Are there any household chores you secretly enjoy? You've got 5 seconds.
I don't know that I have one.
Mowing?
I do. I really like cutting the grass. That would be a good one.
Okay, yeah, very good.
I hate household chores. Do not like to do them. Don't like cleaning, sweeping, mowing, nothing.
I do not like them, Sam. I am.
No. I don't care for them.
All right. Well, okay. I get the point. That is random questions.
Here every Wednesday on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us. We'll have more to come here in just a moment. Right now, 719.
If you've been injured in a car crash, you need our legal help. But you don't have to drive to Nashville anymore to get it. The law offices of John Day has expanded our office location to Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital, so you can get the legal help you need sooner and easier than ever before. Go to johndaylegal.com and then call us at 867-9900. We are available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
The Habitat Restore in Murfreesboro and Smyrna will take your gently used furniture.
We'll come get it. Just call 615-849-5994.
Call Habitat Restore at 615-849-5994.
And we'll pick up your gently used cabinets, furniture, and more.
615-849-5994.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
The Habitat Restore.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. We work hard to find the best brands at the best prices and always great hometown service. Shoe brands like Joseph Seibel, Johnson Murphy, Cohan, Nike, Converse, and many more. Boot brands like Justin, Rocky, Chippewa Area, Timberland Keen, and Tony Lama. Tons of clothing by famous makers like Carhartt, Wrangler, Rocky, and Area. All priced at unbelievable bargains.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
If you're having a problem with your hearing, I wouldn't put that off. I wouldn't delay.
That's John Hood.
Technology has continued to improve just like everything else.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster. So should you.
Easy to make an appointment. Takes care of you readily.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro. Here's a look at our upcoming auction.
Live auction on a move-in ready 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with lots of updates. The property featuring a large lot on a quiet street, attached garage, carport, screened-in porch, and more in Smyrna. Selling personal property too this Saturday at 10 a.m. More information at MaplesRealtyandAuction.com.
Maples Realty and Auction.
When it's hot outside and you need a cool truck, call Total Transformation.
Back here at 722 on this Wednesday morning, it's time to catch up with Ryan Kennedy and Ronnie Ponder with Total Transformation Heating and Air Conditioning today. Gosh, we're in July, and Ryan, we're sweating to the oldies, I tell you. Summer's always so hot and humid around here.
It is. It is definitely hot.
You know, I had was talking to a friend of mine. They have an older home and an older system in their house. And, you know, it was kind of warm in there, and they apologized for that. And, you know, it was like 78, 79 degrees recently, and they said it's just so hot outside, you know, this is kind of the best it can get. And is that necessarily the case? Is there something wrong? If the older your system is, will it not keep your home at a comfortable, 72 or so?
Yeah, that's a great question, Brian. My first response to that person would be stop suffering. You don't have to. And you don't have to suffer spending thousands of dollars to get a new system in order to change your circumstances. I personally have a 10-year-old unit that I keep maintenance regularly. Now, I've made sure that my ductwork is appropriate and that it's sealed properly and that I have good insulation throughout my home. Still have the original windows, but on a 98-degree day, I can keep a 75 or 72-degree temperature in my house. And still have roughly around $150 a month in the month of July for an electric bill.
Wow.
And my house is just a little over 2,000 square feet. So for those people out there that are, you know, struggling at home, again, you don't have to. It's just a matter of making sure that everything's set up properly.
Well, I bet you got the attention of a lot of folks out there. Ronnie, I'm sure that you see a lot of people, they may call and say they're suffering, like in this example that Ryan was giving, but you don't have to. And the question, I'm sure, to you would be, well, how do I fix this problem? So he listed off a number of things. What are some things that you might look at in that situation?
Well, I mean, we do. We get a lot of calls on these just because of the equipment being older. They assume that it's just wearing out.
I bet they automatically assume it needs Freon, too, a lot of times.
99% of the time, that's the call. Yeah. Is, if my unit's not cooling, it needs Freon. A lot of the times, you do go out there and see it. A lot of it, too, though, is just maintaining the system. Going out there to where that way we can clean the system up so that way it actually pulls more heat from inside the house to extract it. That helps a lot. If the system's been cooling properly for a number of years and we see that it just hasn't been maintained recently, that's a lot of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just that the system is old, but there could be refrigerant leaks. There could be, you know, a failed part on the unit as well, too. So it's not just the fact that it's old.
And ductwork, as Ryan mentioned a second ago, was an important part, but it's out of sight, out of mind. People don't think about that, but it's important because it gets the cool air where it needs to go.
It's huge. Yeah. I mean, especially when it's in an attic. So, and, you know, just about like everyone else, an attic's considered storage. People get up there and they just start storing. A lot of times the ductwork gets crushed. So, and that's an effect, too, that we run into.
And I guess it's either in the attic or in the crawl space.
Correct.
And, you know, there could be a lot of different things going on with that. Ryan, does humidity have anything to do with it? Because we have really humid days here in the summertime, obviously, and that's that feels like temperature that you'll see on the weather forecast. It's 95, but it feels like 105. Does that have any effect on your system?
Humidity plays a huge factor in your conditioning. It also plays a huge factor in maintaining your ductwork, because a lot of the older homes were sealed with aluminum tape or, you know, duct tape. And remember, duct tape is spelled D-U-C-K, not D-U-C-T, right?
Right.
So it's not for duct work. And it doesn't last over time. It gets wet, starts peeling back, and then the heat from your attic environment will get past those seal points and start warming up the cold conditioned air that's in your trunk lines. So if your temperature is like 46 degrees coming off your coil, it could very easily increase 10 degrees by the time it gets to a vent on the other end of the house, just depending on how bad the insulation in the duct ceiling is. So,
and by the time it comes through your vents, it's 58, 60 degrees.
Exactly.
Something like that.
And that makes all the difference. Even 1 to 2 degrees in temperature can make a huge difference in trying to get your home to go from 74 to 72.
Well, as Ryan said, you don't have to suffer. If you've got this situation going on at your home, you need to give Total Transformation Heating and Air Conditioning a call. Find them online as well. How do we get in touch with you there, Ryan?
Sure. Our phone number is 615-900-6873, or you can visit us on the web at totaltransformation.com. That's transformation with the number 4 in the middle.
All right, Ryan Kennedy and Ronnie Ponder joining us here on the Wake Up Crew this morning.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Luxurious and yet affordable senior living at the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're around the corner from the Avenue and Gateway Shopping. You'll get 3 meals a day, housekeeping, plus we're near the doctor's offices, the hospital, and more. I'm Sue Hall. Try the Villages of Murfreesboro for at least 2 weeks and decide for yourself. No strings attached. We're on Willow Oak Trail near the Stones River Battlefield. TheVillagesOfMurfreesboro.com.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/small business.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:30 Wednesday morning. Yes, we have made it to Hump Day. And we are rocking right on through here on this Wednesday morning at 7:30. Don't forget, time to call or text. Time's running out on that, by the way. Call or text those birthdays or anniversaries to us, and we'll announce them here in just a few moments. And somebody's going to receive a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut.
Also want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day on this Wednesday, and that's Dan France. He's always true to his values and is a grounded voice when he's needed. So he's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
We've got news, traffic, and weather coming up, brought to you by French's Shoes and Boots.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Commander Chuck checking the roads, but first, let's get your weatherology forecast.
Good morning, guys. We'll see plenty of sunshine for today. Maybe a few showers and storms in the area, mainly late this afternoon. Highs will head into the middle 90s. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms still possible early. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy skies, light winds, and lows make it down into the 70s. And then Thursday, partly sunny, chance for showers and storms redeveloping, and highs approach 91. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 72.
Well, good morning. Traffic still holding up right now here on 24, making your way towards Nashville. Sure, there's a lot of traffic volume out here on the interstate headed in that direction. A lot of radar to go along with it as well. Still looking good. You're on time on 840, headed over towards Franklin, Williamson County. And traffic's picked up quite a bit in the last few minutes out here. Sections of Rutherford Boulevard. If you're buried in credit card debt or student loan debt, learn how you can reduce that debt down to a fraction by calling 1-800-380-4293. I'm Commander Chuck with your on time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Tennessee is one of three states in the country with the sharpest drop in Medicaid enrollment between 2017 and 2018. The Consumer Healthcare Group Families USA reports the number of Tennesseans enrolled in Medicaid fell by nearly 10%, and more than 100,000 people lost coverage. Elliot Fishman, Senior Director of Health Policy at Families USA, says that since 2013, Tennessee has been struggling to bounce back from a massive software failure linked to TennCare, Tennessee's Medicaid program. State Farm hosting its first-ever virtual career fair for applicants to learn about jobs the company hopes to fill this year. The nation's largest insurer needs thousands of employees in claims, underwriting, technology, and customer care, with many of the positions in Murfreesboro. The virtual career fair is Thursday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can register in advance. The address to do that is on our website, WGNSradio.com. The Veterans Administration implemented the Mission Act on June 6th. One of the lesser-known positions of that law established a new urgent care benefit that allows eligible veterans access to urgent and walk-in care at participating clinics in their communities. That benefit is meant to give veterans a convenient way to get treatment for minor injuries and illnesses such as colds, strep throat, and pink eye. To be eligible for urgent and walk-in care, veterans must be enrolled in the VA healthcare system and have received care through VA from either a VA or community provider within the past 24 months. More details available at WGNSradio.com. When news breaks, we tweet it. Follow us at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com. On the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
When you visit Hoover Paint Store, you'll see that many of our customers have been doing business with us for years. Why?
Because they know we have the finest quality of paint, a knowledgeable staff, and treat every customer special. Hoover Paint Store has the paint you need to make any project shine. If it's not worth painting, call Neil's Dozer Service. They'll tear it down.
I'm Tim Bowen, and I'll invite you to visit our family business, Hoover Paint Store, on the corner of Memorial and Loki, or visit us online at www.hooverpaint.com.
I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from News Radio WGNS, with a reminder that you can download the Weatherology app on your phone for the forecast at your fingertips. We can even send weather bulletins directly to your phone. Download the Weatherology app today. It's free in the App Store.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
True tear unit works well. You produce your own tears, and your own tears is the best thing you can have. It's better than any eye drops you can buy on the store.
McCabe Vision Center.
You've just got to try it. True tear.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
True tear.
McCabe Vision Center.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning. You're listening to News Radio WGNS, and as we do each and every Wednesday morning, Dixie Stevens, event coordinator from Parkview Meadows, joins us to talk about some things happening over at Parkview Meadows. How are you this morning?
I am great, Nick. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, doing well. So I really like you brought in a scrapbook of sorts with some different testimonials and pictures of some of the past and current residents, and this is something you guys have put together. I wanted to start off with one of the testimonials, if you will. These are really cool and just kind of touching little stories on how some of the folks who have stayed with you guys, some of the residents have felt about the service that you guys have and how you've built relationships with them. I'm going to turn it over to you to share one of these with us.
Thank you. I'm only going to use first names. And this was from a gentleman named Robert. And when he came to Parkview, he was a gentleman who had raised sons. And in his testimonial, he says, since I've been here, it has allowed my sons to grant me the opportunity to accrue a bevy of daughters.
That is sweet.
Isn't that great? That's how he looked at the entire staff at Parkview, as if we were his family. And we treated him like he was our family, too. It's fabulous.
Parkview Meadows, of course, an assisted living center right here in Murfreesboro. Now, I understand you guys have an open house coming up. Is that the 26th of July, right?
Yes, it is July 26th from 1 to 4. We are actually celebrating our 20th anniversary being
Excellent.
Here in Murfreesboro.
Very
yes,
cool.
It is. Everyone is welcome to come. And I encourage people to come and visit the facility, not only during the open house, but if you're looking for a place for mom, dad, grandmom, granddad, come by anytime. Walk in the doors and we'll be glad to give you a tour, show you around the building, and show you what sets us apart from everybody else.
For the open house, what can folks expect? Are you guys going to be doing tours? Of course, the residents will be out and about. What kind of things can we expect for the open house?
Yeah, we will have soft hors d'oeuvres for people, and we will be showing them around the building and showing them, you know, all the different aspects of Parkview Meadows. We are a small facility, probably one of the smallest in Murfreesboro, but our staff has been dedicated and there for a long time. And when you come to Parkview, you become family.
And I know you guys, and we've talked about this, you guys know pretty much every resident on a personal basis. So it's not like, you know, maybe some of the ones that are a little more, that need a little more care. You guys know them all. And you guys build these relationships with all of them, and the gals that take care of these people, they start to enjoy it. They become friends and family, like you said. So that's really what you're looking for when you're looking at these kinds of places. You don't want, you know, mom or dad or grandma and grandpa to get lost in the shuffle, so to speak. I mean, they're going to be taken care of on a personal level. And, you know, you guys visit them each and every day, make sure their needs are met, and spend a lot of time with them. Talk about some of the field trips you guys have taken. I know we've talked about that in the past, but this is one of my favorite things to talk about. You guys will go out with these guys and see some different areas around Middle Tennessee.
Absolutely. We're actually working on doing a sunflower field trip. Ooh. As you know, sunflowers are starting to, people have planted their gardens this year, and sunflowers are starting to bloom and stuff. We try to plan a lot of field trips with the residents. The most important thing is when someone moves in is getting that life story, learning who that resident is and what they like to do. So for example, if someone comes in, moves into the facility who is a farmer, they may want to get back out and go see cows, see a farm, go do some things. I'm, you know, have other folks that may want to go to Nashville, to the Frist, and go take in some art and some music. We have a variety of different kinds of residents in the building. And so getting that life story when they move in is really important for being able to give them the kind of activities that they want, which includes going out to field trips and stuff. We take them out once a month to go eat, and I always ask them, poll them, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Because it's not about where I want to go. It's where they want to go. What kind of food do they want to eat? Something different. And so, yeah, we listen and we try to do the things that they want to do because it engages them more if they're doing things that take part, that are part of their life story.
Well, always a pleasure to chat with you this morning. We'll see you next week, same time, same place, right here on News Radio WGNS. Some cool things coming up. Don't forget that open house is July 26th. You can meet these guys in person and check out the great work they do firsthand. Dixie Stevens from Parkview Meadows, thank you so much.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, back to the Wake Up Crew. We'll see you guys next week.
A Heart for Healing.
When life challenges become a torrential flood, there are local doctors, nurses, and medical technicians who help you maneuver the swift waters.
Gordon Ferguson, President and CEO of St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital.
Dr. Sean Stallings, a maternal fetal medicine physician at St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, is our Heart for Healing recipient. A listener says, "My pregnancy had challenges, and Dr. Stallings made me comfortable and explained things in a way that I could easily understand. Plus, he respects my time." The patient concluded, "Dr. Stallings gives me a feeling of security," and was recommended highly. Dr. Sean Stallings is the Heart for Healing recipient. He receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant.
Submit your Heart for Healing nomination to WGNS.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. We work hard to find the best brands at the best prices and always great hometown service. Johnson & Murphy and Cole Haan dress and casual shoes, regular price $125 to $225, French's price $39 to $59. Family owned for generations, see why people say it makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
It makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Shop directly from your farmer at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Open each Tuesday and Friday from 7 a.m. until noon at the Lane Agripark on John R. Rice Boulevard. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is this area's producer-only farmers market, working hard to connect customers with their farmers since 1975. Meet your farmer and your neighbor at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 a.m. until noon at the Lane Agripark, down from Sam's.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, wrapping up a Wednesday morning edition of the Wake Up Crew.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Yeah. I kind of like my taped version a little better. You all are...
We're giddy. We want to get out of here.
You're unpredictable is what you are. But you know what is predictable?
What's that?
The friendly service you'll get over at Junior's each
course,
time you go in.
Should have guessed.
Well, I mean, they're reliable.
You just know it.
They're always there. You can count on Junior's.
Hometown service, hometown folks, and everything that you need in a grocery store, all right there at 323 East Main, just off the Murfreesboro Square. You can find Junior's on Facebook as well, and you can check out their weekly specials there at Junior's Foodland. Just search for them on Facebook, like their page, and you'll be able to see in your Facebook feed their different posts. And sometimes they'll run, you know, weekend specials on meats that even aren't in the circular there. So check it out on Facebook, Junior's Foodland. No cards, no games, no gimmicks at Junior's. Everyday low prices and weekly specials. Combine all that, and it's for everybody. Every day, you don't have to swipe a card or whatever to save on certain items. You just get that because you go to Junior's, 323 East Main, just off the square. Well, it's downhill from here.
Oh, really? You're just starting now?
Yeah, well, that's the week I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought it was more like 6:11.
I thought he was talking about the show.
Yeah, it's downhill from here. Yeah, well, we've just got two more days, and we're ready to go. Love getting up every morning and welcoming Murfreesboro and all of the nation to the Wake Up Crew.
A couple of more days without baseball before the second half of the season begins on Friday.
I hate the All-Star break. I like them to play games. I hate the All-Star break. It's a meaningless game, but it does give the players a few days off, which is good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Unless you play in it.
Right.
So
it's a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a break.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he caught that. I don't think he caught that eye glimpse at him.
I ignored it.
No. Yeah, he needs a day or two off.
Yeah. Maybe like a holiday. 4th of July would have been a good, you know.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But we're here.